Harrison on the three-point line. Back to Yana Miller, an open three. She got it! Yana Miller off the bench hits a three. And it's 16-13 Lake Ridge.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
You're getting excited on a 16-13 shot, Rob. There's a lot of basketball to be played.
I think that was in Massillon. I don't know if it was the semifinal or the final, but to be that excited, it must have been one of those regional games.
I think it was.
Go ahead.
And, Coach, talking about that, Lisa Medved's with us now from Lake Ridge Academy. Last year, you went to Massillon, Perry, two great games. You know, you think back to that, the excitement of beating a Berlin Highland and then being so close. You were the closest of any team. Yet you get to the regional final, you lose in overtime. I asked Eric Rothgerry, how long does it take you and the girls to get over a loss like that, or have you?
No, I won't even watch the game in the day. you know, you replay it in your mind like, oh, if this would have happened or this would have happened, and we would have been there. But, you know, it's basketball is an up and down game, and you know, they were the better, you know, team that night. Those last, I'm going to say it was those last couple of minutes they became the better team. And I think it's motivation for, you know, us and the girls and getting ready for next year, because, you know, we do know we have a good base back, a good nucleus of girls coming back. And, you know, like I said, our schedule's there to get us ready for tournament and for our district. And I know that our district, you know, they're not playing the teams that we're playing. And so that's going to, you know, prepare us for the district.
It has to fuel the girls. It has to motivate them. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get that close, as Rob said, if that doesn't drive you, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it should. I mean, I know that Michaela, she was in the top 64 over the fall, and she played against Kennedy, the Berlin Highland point guard. They were guarding each other, and so they were already kind of, you know, hey, see you down in regionals. I was like, whoa, let's get there first, you know. So they, you know, they already had their little, you know, going at each other. But you know, I know she's ready, and you know, she's working hard and getting the team ready, because you know she has to be the leader this year. We lost two key players. Two, as far as, you know, defensively, with losing Megan Williams and Brianna Kirk. And so it's time for Michaela and Sydney to step up.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you, do you like when the bar is raised when they're already talking about that? Or do you try to temper expectations? Or how do you handle that?
Both. I mean, they know. I don't want to, you know, oversee things, because you never know what can happen. Baby steps, we take it, you know, one at a time. And, you know, we do have some young players that are key. We have to get them there. And I know it's not going to be overnight. It's going to take 11. It might take 14 games to get them ready. It's baby steps. But with certain players, my expectations are a little different. You know, with Michaela and with Sydney, with Maria Janasco, my expectations for them is, you know, you are to lead us, and you are to be our nucleus and to get us ready. And if you guys are always on board, you know, it should be, you know, not gonna say easy going, but it should be okay. You know, we've got a new 6'2" freshman in Maya Stanton. Another great athlete, and you know, again, it shouldn't take her that long. She's just a natural athlete. But you know, we got the pieces of the puzzle. It's going to be a little bit of different, maybe team, so to speak, as far as, you know, what we're doing out there. But you know, like I said, the nucleus is there, and we can do it if everyone comes aboard.
What do you think the strengths of this year's team might be?
Defense. We're going to have to play. Not that we didn't play great defense last year. We did. But this year we have a little bit more of a scrappier group. So definitely defense, and changing it up on defense. You know, switching it up as far as, you know, a man look, a press look, a zone look. And pushing the ball when we can push it. And definitely using our size. I mean, we got 6'1", 6'2", 5'11", 5'8". 5'8", basically, a potential starting lineup. You don't see that very often, especially around here. And definitely taking advantage of our size and giving, you know, the post their looks that they need to get. You know, and having a 5'11" guard forward that can take you off the dribble and having Michaela, I mean, you know, to me, she's one of the top. She's one of the top guards, and definitely in the Cleveland area. I mean, she, you know, has a thousand looks right now, going college-wise, and you know, it's and she's gotta take over, and she's gotta have that killer instinct to want to take over and to do it. So
you had that.
Yeah.
How do you instill that? No, you did. I mean, I talked to Tony earlier. I'm feeling so old here with all these people that I called their games. But you had that.
Yeah.
Is that something that, from a mentality standpoint, Lisa, you can instill in a player?
I mean, it's. I always say, you know, coaching, it's different these days, coaching girls. She has it. Her and Sydney have it. And it's about, I think it's mentoring them along the way and saying, hey, and showing them in situations and in certain, you know, when we're in practice or in certain drills, you know, you got to be doing this. You go, the girls are looking up to you. If you're not going hard, you know, why should they? Or, you know, in certain games, you know, saying, hey, you know, take that shot, you know, look to score, you know, don't look to make the pass. So to speak. So I mean, it's teaching them as they go through it. I mean, she has, it's there, and she has it. It's just it's. And I think this year is gonna be it's gonna be her breakout. I mean, she knows it. Even in our first scrimmage, I could see it. I saw, you know, a girl that I didn't see last year, where she was talking girls through certain things, and it's there. So I mean, she's. A blessing to have her and Sydney. So we'll see how it goes.
So with all the high expectations, and it certainly sounds as though you've got a team that has some talent and some experience, you wouldn't be a head coach if something wasn't gnawing at you, if you didn't have a concern. What might that be with this team?
Well, one, obviously, you know, staying healthy. That's always a concern, you know, when you're running a type of system that we run, when you're pushing the ball and running a lot, you know, keeping your girls healthy and, you know, nagging injuries, you got to take care of them. And, you know, offense, definitely offense. You know, you're going to have some young players going in certain positions and situations that they were never put in. And so being able, you know, to teach them and put in to move them along and to hope that they're able to run the continuity offense or they're able to run the play and to get that ball, you know, back into the hand of our scorers. So, you know, those I think are our huge main concerns right now. But like I said, you know, we're really grinding and working on getting better at those and, as far, you know, teaching those young players and getting them as much experience as we can in the first 11 games.
That being said, I get the sense you're expecting a big season.
Yeah, I mean, we got a tough schedule. It's not easy. I mean, we got a lot of Division I's on that schedule. We got Elyria. We have North Royalton. We have a Bedford, and we're going against HB again, and they're at Division I, but they made it far. You know, they beat Elyria Catholic, and they have everybody back. The girl from Purdue's back on that team.
She's not bad.
Oh, no, she's not bad. And with Padua. And Padua's going to be awesome this year.
Right.
They're going to be good. So, and Worcester, another Division I we're playing, and they're going to have a nice team this year. So, but like I said, you know, I do it to get the girls ready and to go up against different looks. And if we can, you know, beat these teams or hang with them. And, I mean, I think it looks pretty good for us going into tournament.
There you go. I know you have a child to get home to.
They graciously let me go ahead. So,
well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on a great year last year.
Thank you.
As we said, high expectations this year again at Lake Ridge. So we
Let's
wish you
hope.
Nothing but the best. Should be a fun campaign.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa. Lisa Medved joining us here at the table at Wolfie's as we continue along with our Nick Abraham Elyria Ford Girls High School basketball preview. We're live at Wolfie's. We got about another hour to go. We got several more coaches to go. So stay with us. A quick timeout. I think Scott Plazek is up next. Is that correct? Is that how we've reworded things, reworked things? All right, the head coach of the Midview Lady Middies coming up next. Right here on WEOL and Rob Online.
At WEOL.com.